when those human rights groups say Zimbabwe's justice system has crumbled. Why? Because their members have been accounted for violating our criminal laws. Then I beg to differ.
There are growing concerns that some of the methods that are used to get information from suspects are unconventional. For example, there are allegations that they would have been tortured while in police or secret service detention.
Well, torture internationally is condemned, but it is important to understand what that means. If somebody turns themselves into a real beast against the security of the people, I think it's very immoral to talk about very nice ways of dealing with them. When people don't deal with human beings as humans, people that threaten the security of people are not behaving as human beings. And when they do that, the methods of accounting for them differ.
And can you explain these so-called ministerial certificates that emerge in court every now and then?
There is a law called Official Secrets Act. It's there where you are reporting from. It's there here. It's there elsewhere. Do you know what it means? It means that there are certain operations of state which must be kept very confidential, very secret, because that's the nature. Zimbabwe is not an exception.